السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن عمرو بن ميمون رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لرجل وهو يعظه. عمرو بن ميمون أودي رضي الله تعالى عنه. He narrates that نبي كريم sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to a man while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving him nasihat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was advising this person. So he said to him, اغتنم خمسن قبل خمسن. A treasure or value five things before five. Five things should be valued before five things happen. The first thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said was Shababaka qabla haramik. Treasure your youth before old age. So what a person can do when a person is young definitely cannot do as he gets older. And when a person is young, when he has less responsibilities, person is not married, he's got no children, he's got no real worries, no commitments, etc. His time is his own. So a person, when he gets, before he gets married, say, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do that. Now when he gets married, now it becomes we. We'll do this. So the I only got one letter. We, now there's two letters. Now you've got to worry about two people. And then when a person gets children, now it becomes us. More people now. So when a person is unmarried, he wants to sit for itikaf. He just makes up his mind. He wants to sit for itikaf. For no commitments, nothing. Now if he's married, now he has to get permission from the wife. Then he has to see that she is taken care of. Financially she must be taken care of. She must be a mahram to take care of her in his absence. Then now, she mustn't be in the family way. There was one brother, every year he used to remain with Hazmaiz Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, even if he was not sitting for Sunnat Ihtikaf, but he would be in Hazrat's Sohbat, Hazrat's Khidmat. So one year Hazrat was going to be in Stanger. He wasn't sitting Sunnat Ihtikaf, but his programs, etc., were going to take place in Stanger. So this brother also wanted to come to Stanger, but his wife was due any time. So Hazrat told him, no, you can't come. You can't come. You must stay. The wife needs to go to hospital, have the baby, whatever, you must. So it so happened that I think it was the first night and the wife had the child. He was very happy now, child is born now, khalas. He phoned Hazrat up, he said, no, alhamdulillah, baby is born, everything now, I can come away. I said, no. Now you must stay 2 days, see that she is well, baby is well, comfort them in her mother's home, whatever they are going to require, make sure you got everything. After that you can come at night, stay for the program, and then daytime you go back. So this is a balance that our akabirin also, they taught It wasn't just they wanted to increase their numbers. I've got so many murids here, so many people sitting here for itikaf and all of that. Now I've got one more khadim. It wasn't that. They were educating us. You must have a balance in your lives. You must see to everybody's hukuk. Life is about fulfilling rights. So many people have rights on us. We've got to fulfill their rights. Here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, they value your youth for old age. A person is young, can take a lot, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, he can handle. He gets older, he can't. When he's young, he can eat anything, no problem. He gets older, now when he eats something, he feels the effect of it immediately. He has things that have a cold effect, he feels the effect of it immediately. These things have a hot effect, he feels the effect of it immediately. So what a person can do in his young days, even when it comes to studying, what a person can study in the young days, can't study when he's older. The person is young, studying, it's very easy to memorize, very easy to remember things, burn the midnight oil, all that. It gets older, can't do that. It gets older, he's trying to memorize, he's learning so many things, can't remember. Few ayat is trying to learn, can't remember. One new dua is trying to memorize, can't remember. But when he's young, quick. But the sad reality is that shaitan deceives us. When we are young, we think, no, when I get old, I'll go. When I get older, now I'm enjoying my life, and now I'm doing this. And the other thing is that when a person is young, the nafs is on an all-time high. The enjoyments of youth, you can't get later on. When a person is in a youth, all his senses are on an all-time high. When he tastes something at that age, he gets the full enjoyment of it. You find a lot of older people, now for example, they used to like a certain ice cream when they were young or something. Now if you give them you give them that ice cream when they're older, there's no hawad left in anything. There's no hawad left in anything. There's no taste left in anything. They don't make it as they used to. You get them saying. They don't make it how they used to. It's not there's no hawad left and they're not making it how they used to. Your taste buds are gone dull. The taste buds are no more like how it was when you were young. That enjoyment you got when you were young, you can't get it later. When you are young, you taste things different, you enjoy things different, you get a thrill of things different. This is why one of the categories of people under the shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, those youth who spend their youth in the worship of Allah Ta'ala, in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Because at that time the nafs is pulling a person in all directions. Right? And if he values this youth and he puts it to good use, and also included in there is to protect your strength. A person in his youth, if he abuses his strength, I'm going to spell it out, understand what I'm saying, then he pays the price in old age. He'll pay the price later. But if he looks after his chastity, he looks after his eyes, he looks after himself, and he doesn't engage in haram, doesn't engage in wrong things, doesn't fulfill his desires in wrong avenues, then later on in life, his strength will be preserved. So that is the first thing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. The second thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَصِحَّتِكْ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكْ, that value your good health before your sickness. While Allah Ta'ala has given us health, so we must use that health, whatever ibadat we can make, whatever khidmat we can make, whatever we can do, make use of it. A time will come later, Allah forbid, a person gets sick. Now he can't do what he used to do. He can't do what he can do if he's well. Right? Now, look at Allah's system. The dunyavi system, worldly system, there was one person, you know, he was a pharmacist. So he had the pharmacy, he was running the pharmacy, doing well for himself, etc. And then he got sick. He developed some rare type of bimari, where the muscles start wasting away. And the brain also is a muscle, you know. So slowly, slowly, the brain also starts getting weaker. So eventually, he reached a point where they, you know, like, they took away his permission to work as a pharmacist. His condition was such that he couldn't now work as a pharmacist anymore. So now, all the taps start closing. You know? The man can't work now, can't do anything. Eventually, his wife too left him. She too got fed up. She too left him. And then he was just like, you know, pillar to post. Some family member took him in and they were looking after him, you know, that kind of thing. So that is how the dunya treats a person. You employ the person in your shop. Now he got sick. Now you say, "Bhai, no, not my fault now, you got sick. You can't do the job now. So alright, we'll give you one package and you carry on. Maybe now and again when we taking out our zakat, we'll remember you, we'll send you some zakat money, but now you have to catch your road, we need to put somebody else here." That's how it works in the dunya. But see Allah's system, Allah Ta'ala, how merciful Allah is, that a person when he has got good health, now this person was, you know, was reading his nawafil, was reading longer rakats, was making extra tilawat, askar, khidmat, whatever it may have been. The person was going out in jamaat, or whatever was his habit. And now he gets sick, and can't do these things. But Allah Ta'ala, without him doing anything, whatever he can't manage to do, Allah Ta'ala still gives him the sawab. You know, this banda of mine, when he had the good health, he was doing it. If I carried on giving him health, he would have carried on doing it. So I took his health away, and he's making sabr, he's making raza bil qaza, no problem. I'm giving him sawab for his sabr too, I'm giving him sawab for his raza bil qaza too, and he's getting the sawab of all that ibadat which he was making. So, good health must be valued before bimari, before sickness. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ, your wealth before your poverty. Money don't stay forever. Money don't stay forever. While you got money, spend that money in the investments of Allah Ta'ala. Put the money in the investments of Allah Ta'ala. So that money will work for us. See, so many people, they thought that their money is going to work for them. Right? So they put their money in one investment scheme. Muslim people investing money in an investment scheme that is run by Muslim people, then all of a sudden, said, well, there was some corruption here and some this here and that there. Now what you were getting, certain amount, now you're getting 1/8 of it or 1/9 of it, or whatever the situation is. Now the person thought that money is going to work for him. It's a test from Allah Ta'ala. But the point is that if a person, he only took and hoarded, he didn't think that, no, Allah is giving me, right, I can make do with this, the rest of it now, let me, there's orphans in my family, there's widows in my family, there's poor people, there's somebody lost their job, let me set him up, something, there's some masjid getting built, boreholes need to be dug, whatever, neck kam. Now, he didn't think of doing any of that. He was only thinking about hoarding. Let me just hoard some more, look for another investment, look for another one. Not worried about spending his wealth in good causes. And the bubble can bust. A war can take place in a country. Everything is gone. He thought, now I'm set now. You know. Everything is set. And then next thing, everything is gone. And he never spent from that wealth what Allah gave him. He didn't invest with Allah Ta'ala. Now another person who also had wealth, and he was investing with Allah Ta'ala, and he also suffered the same fate. He also lost in that investment, or he also lost, war took place, or whatever. But he has invested portion with Allah Pak. So that's safe. That will carry on working for him. But he only thought about the dunya. He only thought about the world. Now look at, we read this morning, the wife of Mua Qasim Sahib, Nanoti Rahmatullah Alayhi. In fact, it's not mentioned in detail in this kitab. What actually transpired was, when he got married and she came, and now she came with so much of household effects, and well, she was a Nawab's daughter, and she came with all this jewelry, and so he told her that, see, now your standard is something else now, financial, you somewhere else, and I'm somewhere else, so now you have to level it out. So, it's either now I must become like that. That's very hard for me. I can't do that because I got other things to do. Where I'm going to go work now and get that kind of wealth like yours. But the easier thing is for you to come like me. So all these things, you rather take it and give it away. Take all these things then. Give it away in Allah's cause. So at that time now, whatever was the need of the hour, etc., then she spent accordingly. And few times she went home, and few times they loaded her up again and sent her. And every time she came, he gave her targhib and she gave it away. And being a dunyavi husband, he said, I hope I outlive her. Obama's outlive her. At least I'll cash in, yeah. I can catch for another auntie after that. But at least I cashed in here a little bit, you know. So when Allah has given us wealth, and you know, one is sometime a person, Allah gives him like a lot of wealth. Right. So now from his lot of wealth he can allocate this, that. Then you get a working class person. He doesn't have this kind of wealth. He's just working month to month. Every month he gets his salary and that pulls him through the month and he carries on. And then he has some sort of a windfall. You know? Something happens, whatever, he managed to sell something of his, or somebody gave him one hadiah, or whatever. Now that money, he was not expecting it. So now, from that money, he must spend. He must spend the path of Allah. Spend in some good avenue. One is, if he can't take out, each one must try and take out from the wages, salary, whatever. Try and take out some portion and give it. Giving in charity will never make a person poor. Allah will always give barakat. So must take out something. And over and above that, you had a windfall now. So Nani was feeling very generous, Eid time, give a big Eid and easy. So I didn't expect this thing. So now from here, let me take out something, a big chunk, and spend it in the path of Allah. So each person in their own way, they must see how they can spend in the path of Allah. Gee, so that was the third thing. And the fourth thing, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. Your free time before you become occupied. You got free time on your hand. Now use that free time for good things. Now you say, I'm free. I mean, just sleep now. Zuhr, mostly. Sunday morning, the person is free. In our society. Now what is doing sleeping on? Wake up Zuhr. He's not sick or anything. Now, it starts from the night before. He thinks, okay, I'm free tomorrow. Tomorrow is Sunday, I'm free. So now, that night, he's staying up till late. Doing what? Sitting on his phone. Chatting. Talking, having a braai. Talking till late hours. I mean, tomorrow can rest, off tomorrow can rest. He should be thinking that, see, I don't have to go to work tomorrow. So, tonight now, let me read my Isha. Normally I'm very tired, I'm working, I'm only reading 9 rakats. Let me read 17 rakats Isha. Then, sit for the Taneem. Normally I don't sit for the Taneem, let me sit for the Taneem also. You know, go home, spend some time with my wife, whatever, then go and sleep away. Wake up for Tahajjud, read my Fajr. After Fajr I stay in. Normally I'm rushing to go to work. Now I'm got no rush. I sit and read till Ishraq, read my Ishraq, then go home. Now he has used his time profitably. The free time that Allah Ta'ala gave him, he has used it profitably. Now when Allah Ta'ala will see that this banda of mine is appreciating this free time, Allah will make him more free. Allah will give him more free time. But when a person is abusing his free time, Allah Ta'ala takes that free time away. Every time he got free time, he's spending in guna. He got free time, he's watching YouTube. He got free time, he's on porn sites. Or free time doing futile things. And that's why I take that free time away. Now he ends up in one job where he has to work 7 days a week, morning till night. He's saying, no time for anything. So this free time is a big ni'mat. Go and visit family members, maintain family ties, make tilawat of Quran Sharif. So many things can be done with the free time. And not to say you must only do that. You have your light-hearted moments also, your leisure moments also, your rest moments also, but not only that. Take out some time for some ibadat also. And the fifth thing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ, and your life before death. And value this life before death. While we have got life, we can carry out a'mal. Once we pass away, there's no a'mal we can carry out. And a person in his qabr, he'll wish, if I can just read 2 rakat namaz, so much of sawab for 2 rakat namaz, if I can just read 2 rakat namaz. But he can't do it. And even if he is allowed to do it, but he'll get no sawab for it. There's no sawab for it. Only what a person does in this life, that is what a person is rewarded for. Once you leave from the dunya, there is no sawab, there is no reward for anything. So till we are alive, we have capital to invest in order to earn jannat. Once that cut-off time comes, khalas, everything is over. Everything is over, you can't do anything after that. We hear about Qiyamah, the ahadith of Mubarakah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the effect, a person will come out of his house and it will be Qiyamah. He won't even have the time to go back in his house. Right there and then, like how we'll say, on the stoop, he will collapse. Person will be cutting a material, setting a material, before he can cut the material, Qiyamah will take place, he is gone. Now that is the big Qiyamah. The mini Qiyamah is the same. A person's mouth is the same. One person was in hospital, so he was advised, let's see, sort your affairs out. Make your will, sort all these things out. You are not well now. So he said, alright, no problem. When I come out of hospital, I'll do it. He didn't know he's not going to come out of hospital. Now, gone. One person was in partnership with somebody, but nothing in writing. Word of mouth was there, they were partners, people knew the partners, but nothing in writing. Young age, all of a sudden, person passes. Now the time when we had the hayati, why we don't sort our affairs out. Now mouth came away. Person is alive, he can make his qaza namazes. He doesn't take any pains to read the qaza, and maut comes away. If a person has got qaza namazes, or qaza rozas, or whatever, the person is making an effort. He started making his qaza umri. He said, no, I got 40 years qaza namaz to make, 50 years qaza namaz to make. And he started. He said, never mind, let me start. And now in that his mouth comes away. It is hoped, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. Banda, he was making an effort. He made tawbah, he made istighfar. He started making his qaza namazes. If I had given him a longer life, he would have completed it. So it is hoped, it is ummid Allah will forgive him. But when there is no effort from our side, while Allah has given us hayati, we make no effort, not doing anything from our side, and then maut just comes away. How the couplet, tujhe bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir aake majnu banaya, burape ne aakar kya kya sataya. Then bilkul safaya. So time, so bachpan you played so many years, then after bachpan then came jawani, made you mad. Now the person, he is mad, intoxicated in his wealth, his strength, his looks, his achievements, all is worried about all that. Then burape, old age came, and now this is paining, that is paining, this is this light-hearted one lady, she wrote to the Moli Sahib, you know, saying, you know, married to this man for so many years, was loyal to him, stayed with him nicely, everything, got married when we were young. Now I'm 50 years old, he's 60 years old. Now he left me and he found one young wife for himself. He left me and found one young wife. Now what I must do? So that Maulana, he had a little bit, what they call it, he have a jokey side, but sense of humor he had, you know, sense of humor. So he wrote back to her, he said, Ben, what you do, you make lot of sugar, right? You had the best years, right? Now what you do, his young wife that he found, so send her one gift bag, with one MCO, one DP, one Voltaren. And now you carry on. You rub him now and take care of the pains and the aches. I enjoyed all the good days. But that is a reality, that old age comes, you've got this pain and this ache and that eyesight starts getting weak and this starts happening, that starts happening. The person in his young days, what he can do now in the old, he can't do all that. And after that, death comes and khalas. Everything is over. So treasure this life before death. Allah Ta'ala sent us in the dunya, each one of us, He gave us certain amount of life. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa. Kab bula de khuda nahi manu. This visa of life is strange. When Allah Ta'ala is going to call us, we don't know. And it's so strange that its validity period also is unknown. And you can't increase it to. You can't apply for any increase to. When the time is up, it's up, we have to go, finish. So while Allah has given us life, make the best of it. Sometimes we waste our life with so much of futile. You're driving, you're sitting, you can make dhikrullah. You can take Allah's name. But instead of doing that, put a radio on, listening to commentary. What's that commentary going to help? You're driving, you're going for namaz, you pick one friend up. In that time, you can discuss some hadith, something you heard, give one advice, or make zikrullah. But now we start ghibat now. No. But you just wasted that life through all the sawaba, we wasted the time in ribat. And you get some people, they just can't stay without ribat. And they must just get it somebody and they'll start. Those kind of people must stay far from them. Mustn't travel with them, mustn't go anywhere with them, nothing. Because they're just throwing all your good deeds away. You must watch your company. Sometimes you get a person, he just may ribat, he can't stop talking. If he comes to the masjid too, he must start talking. So why you must sit near him? If he comes sit near next to you, pick your hands up. Start making dua. My inspector sahab used to say this. He said, now you know this fellow is... Now you can see that, you know, he's like a khannas, now he's checking. He's like a mosquito. The mosquito is checking now. Whose blood I'm going to suck? Now you get some of these people. They come in the masjid now, the radar is on. Which machi I can catch now? Now they're going to come sit next to you, start talking. Now you know the person is tabiat. As soon as you come, pick up your hand. You start making dua to Allah. Spend your time in a good way. Don't allow somebody else to make your time haram and your amal haram. Rather be alone. When you build your taluk with Allah Ta'ala, you don't want to be with people. You don't want to be with people. That when you can get that alone time with Allah Pak, you treasure it. You don't want to be with people looking for company all the time, looking for company. You don't want it. Rather you be alone. So good company is better than solitude. Because in good company you can learn things. But solitude is better than evil company. You'd rather be on your own. If you got, you know now, this person is going to make ghibat, or he's going to, then rather just be on your own. Be on your own and save your amal. So these five things, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advise us, we must be very careful. Use it correctly, because once it's gone, it's gone. It's not going to come back. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.